the imam, but they forget the warning of coming late and then trying to jump over people, squeeze between people, and cause a disturbance. So there are a few ahadith here, and the warning also is, in certain cases, quite severe. And Abdullah ibn Busar radiallahu anhu maqal, Ja'a rajulun yatakhatta riqab al-nas yawm al-jum'ah. He says, on one occasion in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came jumping over the necks of people to try and get to the front. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhtub, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering the khutbah. Faqal al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ijlis, sit down. That means wherever you are, you must sit. Faqad aadhaita, you have caused harm to the Muslims. Wa aanaita, and you have come late. So when you have come late, then you must understand that you are late. Those that came first, they have the right to sit in the front. And those that are late, find a place and sit wherever you are sitting. The same applies to any dini majlis. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever causes harm to a believer, then he causes harm to me. And whoever causes harm to me, then he has caused harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he is making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upset, and then there will be a retribution, there will be a consequence for making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upset. In another hadith, it is mentioned that that person that climbs over the necks of people just to get to the front on the day of Jumu'ah, then he is making a bridge for himself. In doing that action, he is making a bridge for himself ila Jahannam, to the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can learn these basic etiquettes. As I said, certain things over and over again we have to talk about. For example, the usage of the cell phone in the masjid. Despite so many times we're saying, we find that still ringtones in the masjid, people's phones are going off. So how often we need to repeat this and remind. It is also mentioned that at the time of khutbah, people should not be talking. But at that time, people are joking, laughing, and they are on their phones also. So these are aspects that we really need to think hard about, and we really need to rectify ourselves. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.